New details are emerging about what federal officials are calling the country's largest college admissions scandal ever. At least 50 people are being charged in the scheme, among them college team coaches, parents, exam administrators, and the brokers who accepted hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars to place kids in elite schools. Now, it may not be a surprise to many that the playing field for college acceptance is uneven. What is surprising is the level of corruption on the part of the middlemen, coaches, test administrators, and brokers. Also notable, of course, are the parents, who are willing to pay millions for a spot for their kids at prestigious schools. Let's bring in two people familiar with the admissions process. Dave Marcus, a private admissions coach and the author of the book Acceptance. He's in Washington. Hi, Dave.
Hi there.
And we're joined also by Lisa Maselli, Director of College Counseling at the University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana, Illinois, my high school. Hi, Lisa.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So let me just start by asking each of you whether you were surprised by this. Dave, you first.
Jeremy, I was surprised by the audacity of this scheme, but I was not surprised by the sentiment behind it. There's so many kids who are under so much pressure. I've dealt with many parents who actually offered to pay me extra to write the kids' essays, to completely write kids' essays. And I've given speeches in that very area recently in Newport Beach, California, where parents ask me, how much do I need to pay a university? How much do I need to donate for a building to get my kid in?
Lisa, what about you? Were you surprised?
No, I agree with Dave. I'm not surprised at all. I do think this is just the tip of the iceberg. I think that more of these type of behaviors are going to come out to the open. And again, this isn't always just a story about celebrity. I mean, the man who is now in the forefront of this fraudulent scheme was actually in Champaign-Urbana 4 years ago. So he seeped his way into central Illinois and basically preyed on families' fears.
Preyed on families' fears how?
Basically by talking about the elite schools and how his catchphrase, which was on his flyer that I saw 4 years ago, was, quote, getting into college is not a secret, it's a science. And if you actually know this process and you counsel from the heart and help kids be authentic, it isn't a science. It's an art. It's an art of building a class.
Dave, where do you think the problem stems from? Is this the parents who are just so eager to get their kids into these elite schools? Or is this the people who are making it possible, obviously illegally, for them to do that?
Jeremy, it's way beyond that. And I can speak to you as a parent of three, two of whom have gone through the college process. And I tell parents when I speak all over the country just to relax, to enjoy it, to make it about letting the kid discover who he or she is, to help the kid figure out what dreams he or she has. And yet, as a parent, I have to tell you, you worry about your kids. Will they get good jobs? Will they find a way to find footing in this economy where you're not going to go work for one company for 20, 30, 40 years? So it's way beyond admissions. It's about the fears we have. And I sense it in middle-class communities just as much as wealthy communities.
What do you mean? That people would be willing to pay to get their kids in these middle-class communities?
Well, they'd like to. They ask me how to do it. But just the sense is that there's a ticket to success, and it's wrong. But the sense is, if you go to one of the top 30, 40, 50 elite colleges in this country, mostly private, that's going to ensure your kid's future, and that's going to ensure good earnings. That's going to ensure being in a startup or being in a big corporation. It's not that simple at all. Their fears are exaggerated in some ways, but more important, they're doing all the wrong things by pressuring their kids, trying to game the system. But I do understand where it comes from.
Well, and Lisa, you've talked with us many times about the fact that there is an obsession in this country that is not healthy with some of these elite schools, that it's not necessarily even the right fit for everybody to try to get into these, you know, very few schools, the Ivies, et cetera, that you know, there's a lot of places people can go to college and get a great education.
And Dave hit the nail on the head when he talked about there's now this belief system that there's some magic ticket to basically ensure happiness and a roadmap to success. And we see that seeping down into K-12 schools, that, again, you have to get into the right school to then get the ticket to the right college. And it just doesn't work that way. And when you talk with families about, look, this process is about self-reflection, depth of research, taking an honest inventory of who you are as a young person, they literally will often not want to do that work and find the easy route And that entire concept of gaming the process, beating the system, how do I get privileged to basically be read in a certain way to get? There are no guarantees in this process. So I think what we try to help families understand, which I think is at the heart of this scandal right now, is Rick Singer was quoted as saying, quote, my parents wanted guarantees and I had to find them a side door. There are no guarantees because there also is no guarantees to happiness and success.
But if I can interrupt,
yeah,
there is a guarantee we don't talk about. And the counselor I wrote about in my book, Acceptance, always tells parents it's not about where you get in. It's what you do with those 4 years. If you're curious, if you think, if you question, there is a guarantee of sorts, which is that you're going to be better qualified for this job market. And frankly, I'll throw in a pitch for what these parents didn't understand. The best thing you can do for many kids is have them take a gap year. Go work at a restaurant. Go have a real job. Go volunteer. Go study something obscure. Go travel if you can and live in another country and be part of that country. That's a guarantee that you'll be a better, successful person in many ways, not just in sort of what ticket you got.
I'm with you on gap years as somebody who took a gap year, by the way. But let me ask you this, though. It gets to the point of even if these kids did get in through the back door, they're not going to succeed in a school that they maybe wouldn't have been able to get into on their own, right, Lisa?
Well, and I think the saddest part of all of this is the fact that if these students truly, I know there's different layers to the scandal and whether or not kids knew about what was going on, why their parents and so forth, but what a sad testament or a belief system that parents had, that they felt like they had to basically manufacture their child to look better because they weren't good enough on their own accord to get in. So I think what I get so worried about is this misguided and dangerous tunnel vision that basically now has created this tier of schools will basically give you this. And as Dave mentioned, I mean, we talk constantly, Jeremy, about these kids just needing to grow and thrive somewhere and that some schools that may not be on their radar are ones that they need to consider. But if I can tell you one theme that I'm seeing, I'm seeing families that are not coachable, are not teachable. I'm to the point where at some of my workshops, I just want to start with my intro and say, if you are here to learn how to get into the elite top tier schools that get all of the press and all the notoriety in U.S. news, please leave, because that is not what this talk is about. If you're here to learn about how to bring your authentic voice to this process and not manufacture yourself and push your children to do things that they don't genuinely connect to, that's the goal of this process. And I don't think a lot of families and students, because they're burned out, confused, tired, scared, have a misguided definition of the future, are like able to necessarily grab onto the fact that there are no guarantees based on GPA and test scores.
Dave, let me ask you, what do you think that this whole scandal has done to people's confidence in the system?
Well, the charges, the colleges themselves are not charged with wrongdoing, but it shows that the process, the admissions process, is fraught, is corrupt in many ways. And I use corrupt in a broad way because, look, parents have offered me huge amounts of money to basically get their kids into college. And in that, they don't ask me to take the tests. I'd be terrible at that. But they ask me to write essays. They ask me to coach the kids on interviews. They ask me to make some calls to admissions offices. This is so wrong. And what I've done in college coaching is wrong in a lot of ways, too. I try to do a lot of pro bono work. I try to basically tell students, as Lisa said, there's tens of thousands of colleges out there. And often the ones you haven't heard of, the ones that aren't the fancy ones, are the ones where you can really make a difference. So we have a huge problem in the admissions game that someone somehow has decided there are only a few acceptable colleges to get into. And we really should remember that colleges in this country are engines of social mobility. They're ways of people getting up the ladder from all incomes. And admissions has to be not about the money you have, not about the test prep you can afford, not about bribing coaches or even wowing admissions people with manufactured things and going to Nicaragua for 3 days and saying that you rebuilt a village. It's all about curiosity and learning and trying and striving and, as I said, questioning things.
That is Dave Marcus, private college admissions coach and author of the book Acceptance. We've also been speaking with Lisa Maselli, director of college counseling at University of Illinois Laboratory High School in Urbana, Illinois. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.
And your thoughts on this, a big scandal. Welcome at hereandnow.org.